Make a plan. Emergencies can happen anytime, anywhere, and often without warning. It is important to make emergency plans so you know what to do when an emergency happens. A household emergency plan lets everyone in your household know what to do in an emergency and how to get ready. Having a plan helps make actual emergency situations less stressful. Your emergency plan should consider 1. Your strengths, needs, and situation. 2. Steps you have already taken to prepare. And 3. Gaps in your plan that increase your risk in an emergency and ways to address them. Make a plan with your whānau to get through an emergency. Think about the things you need every day and work out what you would do if you didn't have them. Make sure your plan lines up with other emergency plans for places where you spend a lot of time. Before you start, make sure you have considered all the needs of your household, including disabled people, babies, and young children and animals. Make a work emergency plan. In an emergency, you can be stuck at work without transport home. Make a personal workplace emergency plan so you know who to contact at work and have a plan to get home safely. Make a school emergency plan. Find out what your early childhood centre or school's emergency plan is. Find out where their safe location is so you know where you can pick your children up from after the all clear is given. Plan to collect your children by foot or bike, if possible. Routes to and from schools may be jammed. Telephone lines during an emergency may be overloaded. Make sure the contact details your early childhood centre or school has are up to date. Give them a list of 3 people who can pick the kids up if you can't get there. Make a marae emergency plan to help your marae be as prepared as possible for a natural disaster or emergency. Make a community emergency plan so your community can help each other in an emergency. Talking with other people in your communities is one of the best ways to prepare for emergencies.